I wouldn't say it was magic, but there we go. Right, yes, I will introduce... Can we? It's a bit echoey. Can we turn it down a little bit? Is that all right? It's a bit... Oh, that's better. That's better. Yes, I ought to introduce myself, first of all. My name's Ian Dunn, Ian B. Dunn. I've been very lucky. I've spent quite a long time doing science shows at schools and colleges and festivals and things. But I like coming here because there's people that make things as well, which is always good. Some of my talks have got lots of pretty pictures in. Some of them, like this one, haven't got any pretty pictures in at all. It's all demonstrations. And I call it science, magic, magic, science. Hopefully it's not like a talk I saw a few years ago. I saw this guy do a talk that he called The Magic of Science. And he basically droned on for about an hour and a half until half the audience were asleep. And I think one guy pretended to have a heart attack to get out of the room. We've all been there, haven't we? My one's about bits of science that look like magic, honestly, or that have been used as magic tricks, kinda. Imagine it's about 200 years ago and I came here and I said to you, I have magic powers. You would probably go, go on then, prove it. And I would say, yeah, you see this metal bar, this ordinary metal bar, you can buy a metal bar like this on your way home at a DIY shop, but because I have magic powers, I can do something unusual to it. I can make it sing, and it is the bar, it's not the electronics. Because I'm very powerful in my magic, I can make it scream. And I can keep this up for hour after hour after hour until your brain turns to jelly and flows out of your ears. But only I can make it go, and only I can make it stop. And I can make it go again. Ha ha! Couldn't it? I won't do full voice. Oh, thank you! Cool, thank you very much. It's very easy to do. You have to hold it in the middle. When you rub it just right, it resonates. It's a horrible noise. But do you know what? As you get older, I can't hear all the horrible noises this makes. But young people can. It's very satisfying. This is an example of what they call natural magic. In the past, people would see it and go, as it worked, then today it must be magic. Not though. This is similar, a Tibetan singing bowl. Online, you'll find loads of websites that will tell you that is a really healing noise. And I thought, it's just a metal bowl. Will others do it? And the answer is yes, they will. These two I found in a charity shop. So rubbish, the bottom's fallen off. But you can try this at home. Wooden spoon handle and a metal bowl. Come on. And it makes that lovely healing noise. This one, being a different shape, makes a different healing noise. And if you rub them together, they make an absolutely beautiful healing noise. So now you can annoy lots of people all at once just using junk. Very satisfying. Oh, it's not good, I'm going to do this as well. When you play the violin, the reason you get beautiful music out of the violin is as the bow moves over the strings, it makes the strings resonate and it way it goes. I'm not going to play the violin at you for the simple reason that it would be cruel. Instead, I'm going to play this rather lovely saw. I used to use this for the saw in the Lady in Half trick, but I'm not allowed to do it anymore, unfortunately. Health and safety. And please excuse the way I play the saw. I know most people play sitting down. I always have to play standing up. Or... spooky. That's actually useful. That's handy at Halloween. You know when you get all those horrible little trick-or-treaters knock on the door? Trick-or-treat, give me some sweets or I'm going to smash your windows. If you open the front door and you're standing there like this, they all run away screaming. Lowest note's about here. Highest note's about here. Nice, that, isn't it? Right, I haven't got very long, so I'm going to get on with it, but this is very like, it is a real saw. It's a bit bigger than the ordinary one and a bit extra bendy. But this is actually made for playing. This is actually a Sandvik Stradivarius. There's a picture on there of somebody playing the saw. Thing is, they've got no clothes on. That's a health and safety no-no, isn't it? Right, we're here now. This thing, you might have seen me having the honour of playing this through a very, very large Tesla coil last night.
Hello.
Steve's amazing machine. Now I'm going to make some noises using an amplifier. When I turn it on, hopefully it will make a funny noise. When I get nearer to it, it will make a satisfying noise. You sound a bit weird.
I know why. Let's go like that.
That one does pitch, this one does volume, so you can go... Guy who invented it was actually trying to make something for telling when stuff is close together, so you could use one as a car alarm. Somebody goes walking past your car... You can do impressions. Here's an impression of a car. Little birdie. Mosquito. People that are good at it can make it sound like it's talking. I can just about manage hello. You can go... not, unfortunately, used a lot anymore in music. Used to be used a lot in film, because it's good at doing spooky and scary. And you can imagine in my film, you've got the brave hero walking along the long, dark corridor. At the end of that corridor is a lab, and in that lab is the hideously mutated monster. And hopefully, it will go like this. So he gets to the end of the corridor, it goes like this. He opens the door, it goes like this. And the monster goes... It's a hideously mutated Peppa Pig. If you don't think she's a mutant already... Anyway, right, just to prove I can play it, have a quick version of Happy Birthday. The theremin, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, thank you. I could do more, but I haven't got time. Right, here we go. Right, what should we do next? I'm going to set this up now. I'm going to do this. Here I have a beautiful and strange glass of water, on top of which I'm going to place this beautiful and strange postcard. On top of which I'm going to place three of these beautiful yet strangely inexpensive things. On top of which I'm going to place three of these beautiful yet strangely inexpensive eggy wiggies. The idea of this trick is using not two, but all three of Newton's laws of motion. I will pull the postcard and the egg should fall unbroken into the cup, okay? I will be taking the cup back to the bar later. I will. I used to do this with one egg, but it always worked. So now I do it with three. It makes me actually very nervous. Oh, I'll just show you this first. Classic magic trick. Empty bowl. Completely and utterly empty bowl. Nothing in that bowl but a few billion air molecules. I place the bowl on the table, I place the lid on the bowl, I say the magic word blah, and oh look, there's something in it. If you can't work out how that works, get professional help. Come here, you. Traditionally, they put little chicks in these. You can get bigger ones called a dove pan. You're supposed to stuff with pigeons. I put rope in mine, because it leads me into my next trick. This is the oldest magic trick in the world. This is called the cut rope restored. I will cut the rope in half and magically join it back together again. That's the idea. Two ends. The middle, situated halfway along. I place them all in one hand. My scissors. I'm afraid I can't let you check their scissors. You see, they're pointy. Health and safety, for all I know, you might not be allowed pointy. You might go, oh, pointy. And we don't want that, do we? Right, so there's this rope cut. Right, there's one piece of rope. Where's the other bit gone? There's the other bit. I tie the two free ends together and I say, does anybody know any magic words? Good, you were listening. All right, my favourite magic words I've heard from kids?
I've got two, please and thank you.
And my other favourite was a kid who went,
my mummy says gin and tonic.
Right, I'm being really quick here, I'm speeding this. Right, after three, I would like you to say your favourite magic word, okay? Ready? One, two, nothing rude from over there. Yeah, okay? One, two, three. And again, one, two, three. And once more for luck, one, two, three. Now, this is where it could all go horribly wrong due to the fact I'm rubbish. What I'm doing now, by the way, is called wasting time. Magicians do it a lot, but hopefully, through the science of magic, the magic of science, take one piece of rope, cut it in half, and magically join it back together again, hopefully. Oh, can I have my rope back, please? Or do I get away with it? Almost. Oh, thank you. Oh. Oh, don't. Don't applaud that. If I was a real magician, I'd not tell you how I did it, but I'm not. I'm interested in science and tech, because they're the only thing that's going to save us. You know it's true. First of all, I did what magicians always do. I lied to you. I did not cut it in half. I actually just cut the end off and made it look like a knot. And then when I threw it in the air, misdirection, I put this bit in my pocket. You'd be amazed, though, how many people, when I've done this, think I've shown them two actual pieces of rope. If you think that, I'm terribly sorry, you have a false memory of something that never happened. That's one reason people are so easy to fool. And that goes in there, and that goes, oh, it goes in there, you got it. Right, oh, I better do this, hadn't I? Yes. Actually, how many times have I? Cool. Here I have a beautiful, mysterious and strange hat. What do magicians pull out of hats? Good answer. I'll just introduce you to who's in there, and then we do the rabbit thing. Come on, out you come. Out. You're being a bit tricky. Come on, out you come, out you come, out you come. Why don't you want to come out of your little house? Here we go, right. Don't worry, it's not a real human skull. Although when I take it into secondary schools, the disappointment on their faces. I want to see somebody's head! Teenagers, eh? I'm sure it's no surprise I've got a 3D printer. I found a scan of a human skull, modified it. I would say, she is made out of plastic. Not all plastic is evil, okay? This plastic is sustainable. This plastic is the same plastic they make Lego out of. And it's made out of sugar. That does not mean you can eat Lego. Say you got a little Lego figure and you swallowed him, her, whatever, swallowed. That Lego figure is not going to turn back into sugar in your body. It's going to have a really fun ride for about 3 or 4 days as it goes around the theme park that is your guts. And then a few days later, it's going to pop out into the world suffering from massive trauma. Nobody's ever going to want to play with it again. I got this. You know when you're a kid, you think they talk to each other, the figures. Can you imagine putting that one back in the box? Where have you been? I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, yeah, she's animated. She's ungalloping and go, hello, Annie. Hello! Do you want to hear a really bad joke? Of course you do. Annie, do you want to go to a party later?
No!
Why not?
Because I've got nobody to go with.
Recycled jokes, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing new. And she has electronics, hopefully. So, hello, Annie, you going to work for me? Well, you're very quiet. Why are you so quiet? Be louder. Be louder. But you can say hello. Say hello. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, you scared her. Oh. Right, let's leave you there. Oh. Shut up. Oh, right, let's do the rabbit. Let's get the rabbit over with. Then I'll show you some of my other toys. This is honestly how they do the putting the rabbit out of the hat trick. It's rubbish. At least the way I do it. Oh, look, there's a bunny rabbit in the belt, in the hat. You should never hold a real rabbit by his ears. In case you're wondering why, it's very simple. It's because they're his ears! If he was a real rabbit, he'd be in agony by now. Come on, do the kicking and stuff. Run, bunny, run! Run! terrible, isn't it? I didn't make this one, but I did modify it so you can go like, hello, would you like to stroke the little bunny rabbit? Ah! Oh, ridiculous. Right. You go there, killer bunny. Ooh. Oh, I've not done these. I must do these. This is Tibbles. Tibbles the Exterminator. He's actually named after a real cat called Tibbles who wiped out an entire species of bird on his own. You see, there was this lovely little flightless wren that lived on an island called Stephen's Island off New Zealand. And they thought, oh, lovely, it's flightless, how cute. I know, let's put a lighthouse on it. And the lighthouse keeper had a cat called Tibbles, and he killed them all. Not very good. I love cats, but oh, they are destructive. Now then, let's see if you're going to work. I know this looks bad, but it's not. I'm not putting my finger where you think I'm. Now I am. Up. Oh, hold on. Wrong switch. Up. Good boy. Right. Meow for me. Good boy. I have trained him to count. Not yet. It was three. Your timing's rubbish. Meow. Are you going to behave? Are you going to behave? Going to behave? Do something. Uh-oh. Quite alarming. And this is Hoogie. And she's my birdie. I like my birdie. Right, let's see if you're going to behave. Hup! Come on.
Hello.
Good girl. Right. Where's he gone? Where's he gone? Where's he gone? Where's he gone? Can't see what I'm doing. You're going to do that again now, aren't you? There we are. Now then.
Hello.
Are you going to behave? You going to behave, Hoog? Can you going to behave? I'm here now. I'm here. Yes, people do ruin it for everybody else. Yeah, come on. Up. Say hello. All right, then.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll leave you on and see what you do. It's always interesting. And interestingly... You should do that on time. Okay, look, I'll let that. I might shut you up. Why are you just meowing? Oh, different. You know what? I'll turn you like that. Let's go like that. How's that? Happy now? Good. If my robots misbehave, it's not really their fault, you see. They've got the same brain as a washing machine. Your washing machine's a robot. Don't worry, I don't think there's too much chance of it coming up the stairs in the middle of the night to get you. But I'd love to see it. This is one, because they were... I was intending to do some stuff with electricity, but they wouldn't let me, which is probably sensible. So I brought a different robot, one I don't normally use in this talk. This is Jeff. Jeff 3, D3, the latest in my series of attack killer robots. It's quite hard to make a robot not fall off the table, okay? So hopefully... Right, Jeff, go. Don't fall off the table. Back over here, come on. We've got to get on with this. Why's your head going round? Oh, ha ha ha! Close. Why is your head going round? Shut up! I'll go over there. Right, let's just sort your head out. You're still going round. Stop! You're not going to play, are you? All I want you to do is go. Believe it or not, Jeff is actually trained to sing and dance. Well, you don't like this table, do you? Should we do the best dance? Do the best dance, come on. Oh, come on, you. We haven't got time for this nonsense. Oh, you're doing that one. I want to do the one with the head going round, right. I actually fitted something completely stupid on Jeff. I put a stupid switch on, which is this little switch here. If you turn it on, he turns it off again. Oh, he's getting grumpy now. Shut up. Get on with it. Nearly. Whoa. All power supply. Right. Oh. Shut up. Right, that'll do for you. Ooh. I've been asked some brilliant questions in schools, because I often take this into primary schools. I've been asked such questions as, what does your robot eat? But my personal favourite was, can your robot have babies?
No.
No, that'd be like a washing machine giving birth to a toaster, wouldn't it? Would they be fully formed but small? You know, it's hard to know. Right. Oh, back over here. Whew, check time. But first, this. Oh, no, you like this. This is quite good, hopefully. Here I have. What? Excellent. Oh, go back up here then. Right. Here I have two round ball things, and when I bang them together, this is often quite interesting. Didn't ask you. Good that, isn't it? Don't you like it? Never mind. Particularly good one. They do this at home. This is actually two robots having a conversation, if you think about it. Would help if it was sensible. Right, right. Oh, get off. Oh. You stuck on the whack-whacks now, are you? Right, go like that. Now what? No way. Good boy. Now that, hopefully that's purring. Right. But first this. Often when I use these, I get to use them with machines that make ultrasound, but they wouldn't let me bring them. So, instead I thought I'd improvise with this. This is a lunge whip, whereas this one is a bull whip. I'll use the bull whip first. These are sources of ultrasound. Shut up. I'm going to do my best lion taming at you. It's quite amazing. When you get... People used to think that the whip kind of hit itself, but it doesn't. When you... Basically, it gets thinner and thinner and thinner. You put a bit of energy in, and it accelerates because the thing gets lighter and lighter and lighter until this little bit of string at the end ends up going at about, 300 metres per second, which breaks the speed of sound. So I don't know if anybody's ever used a whip at EMF before, but it seems appropriate. I'm going to go over here. It's probably safest. So hopefully... When I wave this around, it'll make a satisfying little pop, and hopefully, they'll do something. So yeah, hopefully little pop, hopefully you'll notice. Anybody notice that? Hey! Not even Annie's going now. Cool. Back, you brute! Thought that would work. Right. Oh, if you ever do learn to use a whip, very important thing, make sure you wear eye protection. Because if that little bit of string hits you in the eye going at the speed of sound, it's going to sting. Yep. Right. Nearly there. Oh, but first this. This thing. It's a bit annoying because it makes a noise, but it's quite good for ghost impressions. You can go, oh no, there's a ghost. It's interfering with that. Oh, look at that. These are normally quite good. Oh no, it's a bit too tight. This is as close as we've come to that fabled weapon, the stink ray. Yeah, so I'm just going to load it with a small amount of perfume. This is a perfume I use is actually is a Playboy one, actually. There we go, that'll do. Lying. Now I need a brave victim, a volunteer. Okay. Oh, sorry, got the one behind you. It's not very accurate. tyre in this. Oh! I normally do quite a bit with that. When I take this into secondary schools, here's the thing. There's some lads, there's always some lads in secondary schools, you know, the ones who think they're a bit odd, a bit clever. And some of them, they put so much product on their hair to make it stand up. When you shoot them with this, their hair goes boing, 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 boing. It's ever so satisfying. Right, I am very, very nearly out of time. Here we go. One. I'll do the counting. Two. Three.
Four.
I was going to say that. Three. Two. One.
Go.
Duck! Duck! I love that joke. Right, I'm just going to give him his freedom, okay? Fly, my beauty. Oh, well. Right, I must be out of time by now. Here we go. La la la, I hate this trick. I'm pretty certain you hate it as well by now. You ready? La 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 la. Hey! It works about one time in 10 and nobody's more surprised than me. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been without doubt an excellent audience. I wish all my audiences were like you, but I think I'd probably better wrap up now so I don't bang on too long. I hope you enjoyed EMF. I know I certainly have. Thank you very, very much for coming. Thank you.